Freya!
Freya! Shut up.
Our dogs, ladies and gents, and thems, and all between.
Gonna kill that dog. I love her to death. But I will hang her from the ceiling. No.
I'll give you Morty. I'll take Freya.
I love your dogs, but no.
It's pretty much just trading for, like, a similar thing, but, like, in a different font.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it. Your dog is Comic Sans.
Ouch. Oh, sweetheart, I love you more than Comic Sans. Poor Morty. He doesn't at least get, like, a fun one because of his fucked up eye.
I guess. He just strikes me as a Comic Sans kind of dog.
Oh, I was going to say he's a Winky Dinks or whatever. What are those things called?
Wingdings.
Wingdings.
Yeah, Freya is like Papyrus or something where it's like, oh. She might be Palatino. We might be able to say she's Palatino, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that. We'll figure it out. Okay. I'm going to jump right into this.
Yeah? Oh boy, she's ready.
Welcome, everyone. No, there is no preamble. We're not preambling and cutting out the first 5 minutes of our conversation.
Oh, shit.
Welcome, everyone, to Why the Fuck Does This Exist as a Book? A.K.A.
Why?
Am I reading this?
Why are we reading this?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. So, yeah, I'm Andrea.
I'm Chastity, but I'm questioning my life.
Yes, and I'm also questioning everything I was expecting from this book.
Oh, my God. Everything.
Yeah. Everything. So, shall we tell them what the heck we're reading, or what we read?
Yes.
What did we do? We read Unhinged by Vera Valentine.
Unhinged. And as a matter of fact, is unhinged.
Yes. A little bit. So, shall we judge this book by its cover then?
Yeah. We're just jumping. We're jumping right into it because I need to discuss this book now.
Yes. That's why I messaged you and I was like, I have thoughts.
I have, like, half me is like, I have no thoughts. And then the other half is like, no.
You have a lot of thoughts.
I have a lot of thoughts. Judging the book by its cover. Hi, Morty.
So our...
Come here.
Our cover is strangely unremarkable for the kind of book that this is. It is a white wall with a white painted door that has a gold knob and gold hinges and a peephole.
That's important later, listeners. Please pay attention to the knob.
Yes, it is. Yes, the knob is very important. And of course, the numbers 69 on that door. Because, of course.
Sex joke.
And, I mean, It's very straightforward. It just says unhinged, an erotic door romance.
An erotic door romance.
You heard that right, ladies and gentlemen.
Doors.
Jadies and Lentlemen.
Being.
Doors.
Erotic.
Romantic.
Yes. Oh, fuck. So the reason we found this book is because a friend of mine saw it on TikTok.
Oh, is that how
and
it was?
Yes. And immediately they were like, Chastity, found one of them fucked up ones for ya.
Yes, good.
And the second she described this book to me, I was like,
perfect.
What the fuck exists out there?
I mean, we have read some bizarre shit.
No, you know what? So the example I always give is Haunted Vagina.
Yeah.
I think this one surpasses.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
In weirdness, yeah.
Okay. So you didn't really get the chance to fully judge the book by its cover because you were told kind of
what the deal was?
No, a yes and no. Because, like, I already knew that it was an erotica book.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I knew. Okay. It was an erotica book about a door. So I literally thought it was going to be this story of a girl fucking a door and falling in love with it.
Yeah.
Like, just the door.
Just the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Imagine and, our surprise.
And, you know, that's what the... And that's what the cover shows. Like, it's just the door.
It's just, yeah.
And it's just, and it...
Well, because, you know, they didn't want to give it away.
Yeah, it is pleasantly misleading, the cover.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, like, it's a very clean cover. Mm-hmm. Like, lots of white space.
Yes.
So I didn't expect the twists that do happen. I like this cover.
Yeah, I do too. It's very simple.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? It's one of those books where if it didn't have big old bold letters that said an erotic door romance, you could be reading this on the bus around other people and nobody would know. Mm-hmm. It's not one of those bodice ripper novels where there's like a half naked man on the front, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's so very subtle.
Very subtle.
Yes. So would you like to read our synopses? Do you have it?
Let me pull it up. Let me.
Because the Amazon listing actually has the back of the book. So you can actually read the back of the book instead of just the description.
So the book overview, first off, in bold italicized letters, it says, "Dangers come a-knockin'." And then in normal font, it says... "Someone's been watching Tana." Okay, are you pronouncing it Tana or Tana?
Tana.
Or Tana? Tana? Like that YouTuber Tana? Like TanaCon? Like,
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Because if I said Tana in my head, it was too close to Tanya. And I was like, no. Tana? Yeah. Tana?
Tana? Okay. Well, this Tana, don't worry, listeners, this Tana is not making a failed convention or crying on a predator's couch. So anyway, "Someone's been watching Tana closely, but he's a lot closer than she realizes. From intimate moments to lazy afternoons on the couch, he's secretly seen it all and fallen for her along the way. The problem is that someone else is watching too, and his obsession with Tana is a lot more dangerous. When a man claiming to be her front door enters her dreams to warn her about an imminent threat to her life, Tana initially chalks it up to her weird late-night snacks. But she rethinks things when her earnest visitor insists he's also ready to protect her in exchange for one hell of a favor. When Tana trades her best line of defense for an unlikely supernatural ally, the threat lurking beyond her apartment hallway starts getting desperate as the law closes in. Can her inhuman companion save her from the worst of humanity? Or is it too late for the both of them?"
Dun, 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 dun.
Now, content considerations is also in this. It says, yes. Content considerations. "Unhinged is a paranormal romance story that involves a human woman getting it on with her front door." Which later turns into a guy. "This story contains ... a lot of stuff that would probably land me on the naughty list with bots from our benevolent overlords if I went into detail in this blurb. Please peek at the look inside for a better idea of what to expect. Cool? Winky face?"
So, yeah, should we...
Let's do expectations.
Yeah,
Oh, wait, we did do that. Yeah, you're
right. We kind of did, yeah.
Okay, but for another expectation, and this might be a little bit of a spoiler, so warning, here are the spoilers. One thing that took me by surprise was the random add-on of gods?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they had to get to how Dor happens.
Literally, I walked into it thinking, okay, Dor is somehow sentient, and she fucks it.
Yeah.
That's the story. That's all, like, I seriously thought I was about to read an entire book about a woman fucking a door. And that was the story. And it was like different positions or some shit. That's literally. And so the second everything started happening, I was like, what? Huh? What? Huh?
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Yeah.
Things got a little wild.
They did.
So.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah, I guess let's get into the nitty gritty here.
The nitty gritty are.
So to start, this thing is from the point of view of the door.
Yes, the door is talking to you, because I guess your door can see both sides. Like, doesn't matter if it's back or it's front; it can see everything that it can see.
Apparently,
and it has feelings.
I'm now highly suspicious of all of my doors.
Right. Well, they explain why he's alive.
They do. Yeah. But yeah. So, yes, door at the beginning does not have a name. He is a solid oak door on an apartment. And someone new has moved in.
I love how his old tenants were frat boys and he could not stand them.
Well, because they mistreated him.
But that's the thing is, like, I never think about how I treat my door. And, like, you know, when he's like, oh, the way that they would just shoulder their way in. And I'm like, shit, I shoulder my way in through my door all the goddamn time.
So, you know, it's funny because, I mean, obviously I'm half Asian. And the way that I grew up, and the way that, like, my parents expected me and, like, my grandparents kind of expected me to behave was, one, very Shinto in that, like, we just kind of treat everything like it has a soul. And two, like, I don't like to, like, slam doors shut and I don't, like, wrench them open because I don't want to disturb other people. And we wonder why I have anxiety. Because, like, if I'm walking on, like, hard floors, barefoot, I can't walk normally. I roll my foot, like, I supinate to make my footsteps quieter. Yeah.
That is wild. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, I'm stomping around.
Yeah, like, I don't do it consciously. I actually have to consciously not do it. Yeah. And, like, I've always been very soft-footed. So, I scare the crap out of people. Because I, like, walk up behind them.
Then.
Yeah, there we go.
Because I am so loud in my feet.
Yeah. No, it was always like, why are you stomping? Stop doing that. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
Oh, my God. How often do you freak out your husband doing that?
As frequently as possible.
Perfection.
No. He hates it. And especially because I'm, like, a full head shorter than he is. And he's got such broad shoulders. I can hide. He has a full-on blind spot. Like, he cannot see me. I'm like, okay, honey. Okay.
He's gonna call me and be like, I lost my wife, and I'll be like, did you look, like, down and to the left?
Yeah. No, he has threatened to get me a bell.
Oh my God. I almost spat my water.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, no, several people have threatened to get me a bell.
That's kind of like how I threatened my husband of giving him a leash. And this is not like a kinky, like, ooh, giving you a leash. No. This is literally, he walks away so often when we're in stores. Like, he just, like, dazes into space and wanders away.
Oh, my.
That I'm like, you need a fucking leash. And
he needs
then,
a child leash.
He needs, and here's the funny part. His mom used a child leash on him once.
Once.
And he hated it so much, he stopped wandering away. So when I was complaining to her that he wanders away, she's like, let's get the child leash.
Just do it once and then he'll never wander away again. That's hilarious.
Yep. So that's
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Anyways, door.
Yeah.
Door fucking.
Door.
Door fucking.
So, yes. So, treating, yes. Treating the door more nicely is Tana or Tana or whatever the fuck you want to say.
Yeah. TT.
TT.
Hey, TT.
I just wrote her down as T.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, door is immediately like, hey there.
You cute. Damn. I love how this door immediately, like, has a type.
Yes, kind of
like he's awake and he's like, hey lady.
He's like, oh, you're leaning against me.
Oh
yeah, girl, eat that popsicle.
Yeah. So yeah,
funny.
This book goes into scriptic detail of her eating a popsicle.
Oh yes.
Also, the thing I loved was at the beginning of this book when the author flat out is like, what did she say? It was something along the lines of like, I heard that people will try to not get tricked into writing or into reading steamy stories because all they can see is the word cock. And just so you know, the word cock is in here 16 times. And I'm like, perfection.
I love that. So,
yeah. I love that warning of, the cock has said this amount of times.
And I'm like, that was great.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, I went on her like, author website. I want to read some of her other shit.
Same. She seems cool as hell.
Yes. I want to be friends with her.
I want to hang out with this bitch. Like
girl, can we go get some boba and, like,
Park? You know what? We read fucked up books all the time. We will give you ideas, baby girl.
Like there's one, apparently it's an erotic book about balloon animals.
The pillow? Balloon.
Balloon animals.
One too.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It's called Stuffed.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Yeah, actually, I joined her newsletter, and I got a free download of a book.
Oh, now I gotta do that. I gotta do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we're just fangirling over here.
I really liked this book. Oh, wait. It's easy to fangirl. Okay, sorry, I'm scared.
It is.
Anyways.
Yeah, we meet the superintendent of the building, Randall.
I love that they used, like, such a, like, icky man name. No offense to any Randalls out there.
No,
but like,
but it's that, really, like, easy. It's easy to make to be it like, greasy.
Ugh, Randall.
Yeah. Like, and just as you might imagine, he is a big ol' creep.
Big ol' creep. Like most, you know, landlords.
Yeah. And we're told pretty much right off the bat that he might be a murderer.
Yeah. And that was the twist I was not expecting.
Really?
Out of nowhere. Yeah, out of nowhere. It's a true crime story. And I'm like,
that's true.
What the fuck? I thought it was about a girl and a door. I expected, like, two characters, door, girl, the end.
Yeah.
And like, then it's no like, substance. Then there's, right? And then it's like, then there's this guy, Randall, and he was last seen with this girl in the forest behind the house, and he probably killed her. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, like, I mean, I love me some true crime, but that was not what I was signing up for.
Right. Like, shit.
Yeah. And it's also pretty quickly, like, pretty much certain, because the girl who went missing lived in Tana's apartment, right?
No, she was just in the complex. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, an officer comes by and is, like, knocking on people's doors, like, hey, do you know anything about this girl who went missing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Tana, of course, is like, I just moved here.
I have no idea. None.
And nothing.
I love how in that scene when Dor is, like, react, because, again, it's all from Dor's point of view, mm-hmm. So he sees this conversation that's happening at the doorway,
mm-hmm.
And he says, well, this police officer is not as handsome as the ones that Tana watches on the television. And it's like,
he's so
innocent. Like,
yes, he's so innocent, perfect. But he's so logical.
Yes.
And I'm like, you are like a little baby Vulcan. Like, I love you.
Yes, so much.
So much. But yeah, so after all that, fucking Zeus shows up.
Zeus, and they don't say he's Zeus at first. He's just they like, don't. They don't say he's Zeus until the end of the book, I think. He doesn't say his name. He just says his wife is mad at him, and then eventually it's revealed that his wife is Hera, and then you could be like, that guy was Zeus.
Yeah, and I mean, if you know anything about mythology, you could figure it out pretty quick, because it's during a thunderstorm. It's, you know, he talks about, like, you know, you screw a gal as like a swan or a meteorological event or whatever. And I was like, oh, it's Zeus.
Yeah, the second that he was like explaining how Dor came to be, he's like, look, it's just, I saw this sexy tree and it had this
beautiful knot hole
that could just, so I just stuck, and I'm like, oh, it's either Loki or Zeus, okay, because those two will fuck anything. And the thunderstorm made me go, oh yeah, is Zeus.
Yeah. But yeah, so he tells Dor that he's maybe possibly Zeus's son, and is at least like half dryad. And he does mention, Hera's pissed at him because, you know, he did something, as he always does, because he's eternal fuckboy. Yeah.
Yes.
Because Zeus is the original fuckboy.
He really is.
And
I've never heard of, I cheated on my wife with a tree, but now I fucking have. Jesus.
You're welcome. Yeah. Like, Greek mythology, bring in it all.
I've heard of I cheated on my wife with a horse, but
I became
we're a not lady going horse. There.
But so due to the grace of Hera,
I just realized, what if her entire book series is just offsprings of Zeus because he's such a fuckboy, he keeps fucking everything. So that would require he fucked a pillow, he fucked a balloon animal, or a clown. Did he fuck a clown?
I don't know.
We're adding so many fetishes in like a single.
Yeah. So, because Dor has been blessed by Hera, he can enter into Tana's dreams and try to convince her to fuck the door.
Yeah, literally.
Because apparently this is a lesson in consent for Zeus.
Yes. So he needs to be like, fuck me, so I can be a real boy.
That wasn't even explained, though.
Oh, you're right.
It was just convince her to fuck you.
But then you can be with her, was what it was.
Yeah, that was what it was. But they didn't explain that he was going to turn human.
Right.
Just casually.
And in the dream, she's like having the most stereotypical dream of like, oh no, I'm naked at school.
Yeah.
So he goes to save her and puts his shirt on her.
Mm-hmm. And takes her out of the room.
He explains like, hi, I'm your door and you need to fuck me. And she was like,
yeah, right.
What the fuck? Yeah. Which is the most correct response.
Yeah. And can I just say, I loved the fact that it wasn't like he was immediately comfortable in this human body in the dream world. He was like, why are spines so floppy? How do legs work?
Yeah. I don't get this. And then falls over while trying to put the shirt on her. Mm-hmm. He is baby deering it all the way through.
Yes, and I love him.
Oh, he's so
cute.
The day that I ever thought that I wished I fucked a door is today.
I guess.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
AFABs will choose anything besides a man. A bear, a door, anything.
You're not wrong.
He tries to tell her he's her door. She, of course, is like, what the fuck? I must have eaten a weird popsicle. And he's like, no, I'm your door. Really? I'm in love with you. And he says things that are like, oh, I've seen you masturbate. And she's like, what the fuck? And then he starts telling her, oh, no, your landlord or your building supervisor or whatever.
Yeah, he's creepy.
And he's stolen your panties.
Yeah. He's like, the ones that you've been looking for the last month, yeah, he stole those.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, fuck.
And that's when the clock starts ticking in her head, like, wait.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's dreaming. So, you know, she wakes up in the morning and she's like, well, it's Thursday. It's grocery day. I should go grocery shopping like I always do.
Yeah. And then she's nervous around the door. She's like hesitant to touch the door. And he's like, no, please touch me.
Yeah, it's like, it's okay.
Poor baby.
Yeah.
So she leaves.
And Randall shows up with a master key.
Mm-hmm.
This creepy bastard. I do not like him.
Fucking Randall.
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 Yeah. And he drugs her orange juice. And steals another pair of underwear.
Yeah. But she comes home too early.
Mm-hmm.
And so the panties he steals falls out of his pocket.
Uh-huh. And she does notice that they are not in her hamper where they should be.
Yeah, they're on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, okay, that's weird. I guess
that's weird. That's suspicious.
Just a wee bit. But also to the point of like, I guess I'll fuck my door.
I love how she justified it to herself because she's drinking wine.
Yeah.
And so she's like, you know what? Either I'm real kinky or I get a magical door fuck buddy. I don't know. And it's like, you know what, girl? You do you. You fuck that door.
And she's like, you know, but people have done weirder things. Like
people, yeah.
And nobody and has to know. Part,
oh, yeah, exactly. And the best part, ladies and gents, is she cleans that fucking door.
Yes, she does. She, like, Lysols it. I was like, good for you. Thank you for, like, respecting your vajay.
Oh, my God. Like, remember back in Haunted Vagina when we were just like, about all the treatment of that vagina? Nah, this girl, she knows. She is not a haunted vagina. She's because a magic vagina.
It was written by a woman.
It was. It was.
Mm-hmm. Magic.
So she cleaned it. And then she also put a condom on it.
Put a condom on it.
Yeah. And it's like, girl... Good job. Good, A good. Plus.
Two. You take care of that pussy. Good job.
Yeah, exactly. Pussy power.
Yeah. Hello, Morty. Sorry, he's just like...
He looked up at you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Anyway, so, yeah. And then, once she's done...
Oh, no, that, I'm sorry. No, not once she's done.
Hold okay, up, okay, well, we're not going to gloss over that, sorry.
No, we are not. Why was the sex scene with an inanimate object, a door, and a human woman, why was that hot?
Because it was written well.
It was written so well.
Yes. So,
like so I was getting hot and bothered, and then I realized, well, I'm like, I'm this reading is a about a door. A girl is putting a doorknob in her pussy. And I'm like, why isn't that my pussy? Like, what?
I will never look at a doorknob the same.
I mean, kind of.
Kidding.
Well, some of them are really big. But I mean, like, some of them aren't. And I don't know. I'm not going to fuck a door.
Please don't. Or if you do, don't tell me.
Noted. Do not report on podcast. Got you.
Yeah.
Now everyone will wonder.
Only do it if you're going to film it.
What?
Only if you're going to make money off of it or something.
What? Wait a minute.
Wait. You know that there's somebody out there who would pay a bunch of money to
Morty
watch somebody
like
fuck a door.
Morty is like breathing right into the mic.
I can see his little tongue.
Morty, you cannot be a podcaster.
No.
You can't speak English. Can I have my mic back?
No, mother.
Thank you. Anyways,
yeah. No, so this scene was very well written.
God.
And, like, she thought through the logistics of it.
She did. She did.
Like, Tana gets an ottoman and, like, she masturbates some first. Mm-hmm. And then she gets on all fours so that she's at the right level.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like,
girl, smart.
Ms. Valentine, have you fucked a door?
Oh my God, I never even thought of that. Does she, oh my God, does this author just like try weird sescapades and then write
about it? More power to you, but.
She's like, is research.
Yeah. Do it for the book. No, she probably does like what I do, where it's like you kind of like you just look at it for a while and go, how the fuck would I do that? Just wow. I can't
tell
you.
Have you ever questioned how you'd fuck a door?
No, but then again, I never thought to write about it. No, but like, you know, prior to me having any actual sexual experience, I did actually at one point ask a friend, I was like, okay, I need you to just like move with me for a second so that I can figure out like where hands would end up and things. Like it was obviously not in a sexual way. It was just like, okay, I just need to make sure that like the reaction that I'm thinking is would actually happen. And it did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Research.
Research. And friends who are very, very game for anything.
Hell yeah. So yeah, so she fucks the door and it's a beautiful scene and I might have read it a few times.
And then she like walks away to clean herself up.
Yeah, she goes and showers.
Yeah. And then suddenly there's no door and a naked man standing in her doorway.
And he's like, oh, why is this spine so crunchy?
Floppy.
It's so floppy. I'm used to being wood. Also, before, when he is a wood door, they do so well of like, I would be harder if I wasn't already made of oak. And it's like, yes. Boy, I love you, door. Door, you're the best. Do you want a second girlfriend? I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, yeah. And adorably, like, one of the first things he does is, like, lunge at her because she's going to go drink some juice.
Yeah.
Because she drinks mimosas.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And then she sees like, the sediment. Shit floating in it. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she's like,
and, you know, at first she's like, who the fuck are you? Why are you in my house? And he's like, I am door. Yeah. And he's just like, duh, I'm door. I told you. Yeah. And she accepted it kind of fast, but you know, it's a short book. Sure, man. Whatever.
Well, and you know what? Assuming that he had been in this human form in her dream, you know, I would think it would be like, oh, that's right. I did dream about you, didn't I?
That's true.
And you claimed to be my door then, too.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So now Dor is human.
Yep.
And
they go shopping.
And they go shopping, and then they have to get a new door. And they watch a movie. And she tells him, well, I can't call you Dor. And I think this is the cutest part ever. She's like, I can't call you Dor. That'd be weird. And he's trying to think of names of actors that she is clearly attracted to. This book never names the actor, but describes him slightly and then goes, well, my name will be Driss. And it's clear that it's Idris Elba.
I think she does actually name him.
Does she?
I think she doesn't say Idris Elba, but she does say Idris.
Does she?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's like, yeah, but yeah, so he goes by Driss. So Dryss.
Because he admits that he's a little jealous and he doesn't want to be called the name of another man she drooled over.
And he was also kind of jealous of the new door.
Yeah. Oh, that was so cute.
Oh. He was like, but I'm here to protect you. Why do you need a new door?
Why? Why?
Yeah. He's like, but she doesn't feel safe. She doesn't feel safe unless it's locked.
He's so cute. And then the cuteness gets better.
Yes.
And out of nowhere, this book takes a turn where I realize I do have a type when it comes to men.
Yes, you do.
And it is man wives. It is man wives through and through, because this book then continues because Driss is unfamiliar with everything. Like, he's an adult. That's the thing. They mentally made him an adult, 100%. Yeah. He's been living as a door for however many years. He just is unfamiliar with the human world.
Yeah.
So when it became to, like, do the do, did she have him bent? Yeah, she had him bend over, right?
No, he was standing in front of the dresser.
Yes.
And she mentions that she noticed the way he reacted when she said, oh, you were a good door.
That's right.
And I was like, oh, baby, you're a sub with a praise kink.
He's a sub with a praise kink.
So much. Yeah. And she's like, well, you know, because you were so quick to, you know, to help me out and to make sure that I didn't drink that orange juice, I think you should, you know, have a little fun. So she gives him a hand job.
She's like, you deserve a prize if you're a good boy. And he's like, and again, in his point of view, so he's like, but I am a good boy. And you hear his reactions to being called a good boy or a good door for the first time. And this fucker goes to subspace fast. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that hand job scene. Ooh, I reread that so many times because. Oh, I did. Because she is the one in control. And she's like, aren't you a good boy? Aren't you good? And he's like, yes, thank you. I am a good boy. I'm such a good boy. Yeah. And
he's like, he doesn't know what an orgasm is.
Not yet. He don't.
He gets so scared. He's like, what's happening?
What's happening? It's called coming, my dear.
Yes.
I love him.
Sweet, sweet baby. So, yeah, he experiences then, his first orgasm.
And cute. Then when she's cleaning him up, he gets hard again. He's like, we can go again. And
he's like, we can do it again.
Yeah, and she's like, no. No, we'll just wait.
Yeah, and I loved the fact that, like, he's not used to having to, like, calm himself down.
Yeah.
He's used to just being able to kind of sit in whatever emotion. So he's popping boners.
Everywhere.
Which I'm everywhere. Like, you know what? If ever there was a woman who magically was transported into the body of a man, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it would be like. Because we can keep our thoughts very private. We don't have to worry about that. Guys cannot, they don't have that luxury.
They do not.
I'm like, oh,
I agree.
Boy. Oh, you're, boy.
Yeah. And you know what? You're just cementing that my type is man-wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be like, aw, baby, you can't control yourself.
And that's how she talks to him. Oh my god, she's so good at being a soft dom. Yeah. Mommy she's dom, soft dom.
Absolutely mommy dom.
And she's good at it.
Yes.
And that means Vera Valentine's good at it, because, girl, if you need a girlfriend, I'm just saying. My name is Chastity, and I read books, and I'm a good girl. I could be a good door. Vera, please call me. Did you hear Morty start snorting?
Yeah.
He's like, stop!
Mom, it's gross. Oh, man.
Chill.
Yeah.
Hand job. And isn't it right after the hand job that Randall comes, like, back?
Bursts in.
Yeah.
And he's like, did you call the cops? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's,
and
like,
she's
belligerent.
Like, no.
No.
In her mind, she's like, I've been fucking my door.
Yeah. And, of course, door is like, I can't let him know that I'm here.
Yeah.
What? Like, what do I do?
I need a sneak attack.
Yes.
So Randall has a knife.
No, he has a gun.
Oh, that's right. He has a gun. I thought he had a knife until they were like, it's a gun. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. That's yeah, and he's just waving this thing around.
Yeah, panicking.
Yeah.
And he even like, okay, Randall is the worst murderer ever because he's immediately like, that bitch, Sarah, was that her name? The other girl? Yeah, he's like, I was there for her and I helped her. And it's like, girl, you deny. Now you're just telling everyone, I did it. It was me.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, Driss does the sneak attack.
Yeah,
because he's like, not my girl.
Not my girl. That's my girl. And I'm a good boy. I'm a good... Doesn't he think something like, I am a good boy or something?
It's like, I am a good door.
I'm a good door. Mm-mm. And he gets shot.
Yes. But he does land on top of Randall.
And turns back into a door.
Which we're not told immediately.
I loved that.
That was fabulous. I loved that confusion.
It was perfectly written.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Because it was just like, he was kind of like, oh, that hurts. Ow. And then we cut to, like, I guess it was like a couple months later? Something like that?
No, you know after a few sentences that he turned back into a door. But it was Driss, like, doesn't know at first and falls onto Randall. And then he realizes how heavy he is. And then he's like, why am I so heavy? Oh, I've turned back into a door.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. You know what's...
My brain did something weird because I didn't realize that he had turned back into a door until Tana gets him back. And she's well, I have some wood putty to, like, fix the hole.
Before, let's explain what happened so the listeners know.
That's true.
The cops come.
Yeah.
And they confiscate the door because Randall's just under evidence. The door with a bullet hole in it.
Yeah.
So they take it as evidence, and then she begs for it back.
Yes.
Which, I mean, if I was a cop and I walked into this apartment, I'd be like, damn, this bitch really, like, popped this guy over the head with a fucking oak door.
The whole ass door.
The whole fucking... She hit a motherfucker with a motherfucker. I want to know how much she can fucking bench. I'm scared of her. Girl, do you need a new job? Do you want to be a cop? Like,
do you need, like, a workout buddy?
Yeah. Can you train me? Shit.
Yeah. So.
Once she begs back, and then back. Yes.
Yeah.
She uses wood putty.
To kind of, like, fill in the bullet hole. And then she decides she's going to fuck her door again. As a door.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I need you back. Let's fucking do this.
It's like, I missed your knock.
She does it again. But this time she lays the door on the ground.
Yes.
So she can, like,
cowgirl. Which makes for much easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, he magically transforms back into a Driss.
While inside her.
Yes.
And that was hot.
Strangely hot.
What the fuck
I think it's because this whole time he's been very
submissive
breedable. Little boy.
He is breedable.
Oh my.
He's a breedable little boy.
Yeah, and this is the first time we see him, like, kind of take charge because he flips them over.
Yeah.
And while still being inside her, does not slip out, which I was like,
yeah, good job.
Yeah, good job, you.
He's and here's the magical part was how he was on top, but he was still the submissive.
Oh, yeah.
Yum.
You can absolutely bottom from the top. That's a thing.
You can bottom from the top. I need that on a shirt.
Topping from the bottom is a thing. So, you know, why not the reverse?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. And here's the craziest part. That was the first actual, like, sex scene with two genitalia.
Yes.
And it's the last.
Yeah. Well, at least the last that we see on screen, as it were.
Yes, yes.
Because we find out that Driss is kind of a were-door.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And the way he transforms is Tara's magical pussy.
Yeah. So every full moon, he returns to his door form, and then Tana gets to fuck him back to humanness.
Yep. And this was all thanks to Hera. Because Hera came to Tara in a dream and was like, yo, you want your man back? You fuck that door. You fuck that door, you get your man back.
Yeah.
And something that I thought was very cute right at the end was that Zeus pops by again.
Yeah.
And gives Driss a wallet with, like, all of his identification papers.
Yep.
And, like, all these things that he would need in order to
be a person.
Yeah, in the 21st century, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he gets his new identity. He's supposedly a migrant from Greece.
Mm. Which means he's beautiful.
Well, and if he's half god, half dryad, like,
yeah, it makes
he gonna be cute. Sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, what? Yeah, and then essentially from there, it's happily ever after.
Yeah, they get to fuck, and she gets, yeah, that's where it ends. She gets to be the dom, and he gets to be the sub, and I'm jealous, and now I want to fuck a door. Like, what the fuck? Will my door turn into a man wife?
Maybe.
Don't tempt me, Frodo. Don't.
But you got one.
It's true. It's true. I've got a lovely man wife at home.
Yes. He is a delight.
He is a delight.
So I think we have established, as long as you're over 18, you should read this.
You should, ow, thanks. You should read this. You should, this was the Haunted Vagina, but enjoyable.
Yeah. This, like, was the kind of romantic, erotic crack that I was hoping for.
Yes. Like, it's not a horror show of, like, body horror. It's...
Yeah.
Because even, like, fitting an entire doorknob in your pussy was handled well and sexily in this book. So this was just... This was shot, like, I walked into this being like, girl, fuck door, lol. Yeah. And then I left it like, I'm gonna fuck a door.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, like, convulsing.
Morty, yeah, he is.
It's like, huh. But, yeah, so what would you rate this?
That's so hard. Because it's short.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the grammar was off, but, you know.
Yeah. There was some punctuation errors, too. I was like...
Yeah. And at one point, she kept on, like, the author kept on going between, I was doing this, da-da-da-da-da, he did this. And it's like, oh, you
Oops.
Went to a different... Oopsies. Oopsie-poopsie.
Little tense. Little point of view thing.
Go back to I.
Yeah.
So I can't give it, like, I can't in good conscience give it, like, an 8 because of those reasons. But, like, it's not a 5, it's not a 6, so maybe a 7?
7. Yeah, that's what I gave it.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I was like, yeah, I would say this is a solid 7.
Yeah.
Like, go into it thinking, like, okay, this is going to be a little bit dumb.
Yeah.
But it's cute and something you could absolutely fap to.
There, oh my god. there's equal parts kink, cute fluffiness,
yes,
and just well written smut.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I mean, an interesting story arc, because a lot of erotic novels do not have story arcs.
Yeah, but this one definitely did.
Yeah. Like, it was weird.
We had a fucking murder mystery when we all knew it was Randall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and we forgot to mention Mrs. Scrimshaw, who lives next door.
Oh, she's the one that sold
called
him
the
out.
Cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's like, I don't think her oven is broken. I don't think girl next door
Mrs.
has
Grimshaw,
a broken oven.
Mrs. Scrimshaw flat out saw him go into Tara's apartment. That's why she called the cops.
Yeah. She's like, that's creepy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be going in there while she's not home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Girl's girl. Flat out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you go, Mrs. Scrimshaw.
Yeah.
And your stupid chihuahua needs incontinent to chill dog.
Out. Yeah, your chihuahua needs to chill out, but, like, you go. You go, Glen yes. Coco. You go.
And you know what? The dog peed on Randall, so I'm happy.
There we go. Great revenge. Have you ever had a time where your dog has peed on someone you don't like?
No.
Oh, I have, and it's the best revenge ever.
Just like,
yeah. Excellent. I mean, a long story short, a person that I was not fond of, I'm going to try to keep this as vague as possible, just that's in fine. Case. A person that I didn't really like was watching Morty, and they sent me a Snapchat, and in the background, I could see Morty peeing on their stuff.
Yes.
And they never noticed. Ever. And I'm like, don't you think their stuff like smells like pee? Like,
that is Morty's amazing. Just,
he's just a little ninja of like, I'm gonna go piss on this. And like, I waited. When I picked him up, I was like, was he good? And they were like, he was like so good. And I'm like, oh.
I hope he peed in your Cheerios, too.
Oh, did you pee on their stuff? Yes, you did.
Good boy. Oh, boy. Well, I guess that'll about do it for this book.
That will. Yeah, there's not much else we can say. It's a very short book.
But it enjoyable. Is, and we deserved a short book, you know?
We deserve. We're going to do a few more short books, guys, because we need to do a little bit of catch-up between all of our projects and jobs, so.
Yeah.
We're both ADHD.
Maybe. Ha! Was it exhausterwhelmed?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You can find us on our socials at
Instagram and Facebook, and we 100% update them.
Totes.
All the time. Oh, yeah.
They are both Why Am I Reading This Podcast?
Oh, yes. Why Am I Reading This Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And you can also check out our sister podcasts, which are
F Your Favorite Character and Intrepid Assholes,
which Andrea's in.
Whee!
And this season is so good. So you guys need to go listen to it right now.
Do it. Do it's it. Call of Cthulhu. 1920s oh, nonsense. So it's great.
There's some great accents used. There's some great characterizations. Like, it's great.
We try. Mm-hmm. We had like an 8-hour recording session yesterday.
Whoa. This is what we do for you folks.
Mm-hmm. And we're not getting paid yet.
Soon. Everyone tell people about our podcast and have them also listen so that maybe we can, you know, do a thing.
Please listen. Listen to everything.
Please.
I will kiss you right on the mouth.
On the mouth?
If you do that, on the mouth. Right on the mouth.
Oh my.
Yeah, I will do it.
What about on the doorknob?
I might give him a little peck on the knob. maybe I'll look through the peephole, you know.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah. All right, guys. That is it for today. We hope you enjoyed.
And we hope you join us for another book that makes you ask,
why am I reading this?
Why?
Just why? You know what? I know why for this one, because it was really fucking good.
Yeah.
And with that, bye.